right. It's the good news is Panetta's begun to steer the ship in the right direction. The bad news is they are resisting right now in the Pentagon the idea of going down any deeper, and of course nothing forces them to. Over the next 10 years, it'll look more like other build downs we've done in the past. This one's 8% down. We're probably going down 20 to 25% at least over the next 10 years.
Do you think that reality has sunk in yet, or is this kind of a fingers in ears, la 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 kind of reaction right now?
It's a kind of a mixture of la la la, and we're pointing in the right direction. For reasons of politics, I think mostly because we're dealing with an election year, and there's this looming sequester issue at the beginning of next year that they don't really want to deal with. So there's a kind of a, you know, kind of edging towards the edge of the cliff here and hoping that the pieces don't fall character to these changes. All of that said, the changes they've made so far, while pretty much at the margins, are nonetheless pointing in a direction.
The most interesting thing to me in this whole discussion over the last day or so has been what I perceive to be the third rail of the military, and that's TRICARE. I was quite frankly surprised to hear TRICARE discussed as prominently as it was yesterday. Were you?
I wasn't surprised to see it. The Secretary's been signaling for several months now that he really wants to try to get his arms around retirement, compensation, benefits. They took some very, very gingerly first steps here with, you know, some imposition of some new TRICARE fees for retirees and, you know, some raising of fees for other folks and asking for a kind of a BRAC type commission that would take a look at the retirement benefits in the Pentagon. That sort of ducks a proposal that came out of the Defense Business Board last year that said, let's make the military retirement system look kind of like the federal civilian retirement system. He didn't go for that. He sort of passed the ball down a little bit and asked Congress to give him authority to create a commission that would have the authority to take a look and do a BRAC-type process on retirement. So that's kind of dodging the bullet, if you will, or sort of passing the ball, better metaphor. So he didn't go very far on the personnel stuff. Pay raise, probably going to be in the 1.7% range, which is the employment cost index for 2013, and some language in there about holding down pay raises out in the future. That's to be expected. It won't really hold year by year by year. We'll see how pay goes.
I think that's a classic argument that we'll hear in Congress. Same thing we heard about the overall pay freeze in the civilian side in the federal government, which is how do you attract and retain people if you're telling them up front they're not going to get a raise for X number of years?
It makes recruitment kind of difficult. I will say if it looks like it's going up at all, that's actually better news than some might expect going into work in the federal government. Part of the problem that they're going to have here, though, I think is less on the recruitment side than on the attrition side, because the really big news out of this announcement in terms of people is that the Army and the Marine Corps are both coming down pretty sharply over the next 5 years, 80,000 out of the Army, 20,000 out of the Marine Corps. That's a substantial change, and we'll see how that, you know, when the budget itself comes out on the 13th of February, we'll see what kind of a track they lay out for accomplishing that, because they sure aren't going to want to do it all up front.
Did you see, was there anything that was not talked about yesterday that surprised you?
No, I think on the whole, none of this was a terribly surprising announcement. They chipped away at various hardware programs, deferred a few, deferred some of the F-35 buy, slowed some of the shipbuilding rates, took out a submarine in a two-year buy for the subs. They did a little bits and pieces, I'd call it the pinking shears approach, around the edge of the procurement program, but pretty much on target with the things that people were looking at. They did not take on one big opportunity, I think, here, which was to take a really hard look at the plans for nuclear programs. There's a new boomer that's now going to be slipped a couple of years, and that's probably smart and doable and affordable, and the risk is manageable. But they're pursuing down the road on a long-range bomber that may not be fully justifiable. And they haven't taken a look at ICBM modernization. And there's a big package of savings that could be had if they took a sharp look at our nuclear forces, which are overwhelmingly dominant on a global basis.
You used the S word that Secretary Panetta used yesterday, sequestration. Is that as big a worry as some people are making it out to be?
I think it is not. My view is that sequestration isn't going to happen. And the reason I say that is because It was kind of designed not to happen by postponing the sequestration to January of 2013. What they were kind of saying was, let's get through the general election campaign. Let's have an opportunity to slog this thing out on all sides. And then when the dust settles on the first Tuesday in November, they're going to have a whole bunch of stuff on the table to make a deal. They're going to have the sequestration looming. They're going to have the payroll tax extension looming. They're going to have the expiry of the Bush tax cuts looming. The debt ceiling thing has to be addressed again. All those things sound like the making of a train wreck, but you know, in a way, they're also the opportunity for a massive deal because everybody's interests are on the table.
It strikes me, yeah, that there are a lot of tools there for negotiating, and the more tools that you have for negotiating, at least in the kind of Congress that we have now, it seems like the more potential avenues to find some kind of compromise, if that's still possible.
Yeah, I think they're going to be pushed to that by the end of the year because all those deadlines are looming on a whole bunch of budget issues. It is also one of the things that says to me that defense is coming down deeper, because if you're going to do a 10-year budget deal and you're going to hold debt at 60% of GDP, which seems to be everybody's goal, you're going to need to find $4 trillion worth of savings. $1.2 trillion, which is what's in the Budget Control Act, isn't enough to get you there, and everything has to be on the table. So it strikes me that, once again, about a year from now, we'll probably be talking about what are the new cuts that are looming for defense.